Hi, and welcome to So You Think You Can Dance, the podcast. I'm Yvette Walker with The Oklahoman, and my co-host, Lisa Potts with the Oklahoma Press Association, is at the Big Journalism Summit in Norman today, but she'll be back next week. We had a great audition show last night. Let's see, they started off in L.A., then they went to Phoenix, and we're in Boston last night, where we saw some really wonderful talent. We also saw a little bit of tomfoolery, but even that was pretty good talent. In fact, I would say this is one of the best audition shows that we've seen, pretty consistently good stuff, and a couple of silly things happen along the way, as it always does with So You Think You Can Dance. We saw our first person that we saw, a young man named Teddy, who was very quirky. He had kind of a diamond harlequin style golf pants on and a bow tie, called himself Whimsical. He indeed was whimsical, but boy, was he interesting. I think Mia Michaels could choreograph a dance for him and he would be fantastic. They all loved him. And surprisingly, because his style of dance was just very kind of jerky, reminds me a little bit of Philip from season 5. But not quite as hip-hoppy. He was very contemporary, very kind of jerky, really interesting. Surprised me that they did not send him on to choreography to see what else he could do. They sent him straight to Vegas. We also saw a young man, a hip-hop dancer named Jean Florette, or Lorette, who had some real power moves in his hip-hop style. Some push-ups, some just pressing up on his hands and lifting his whole body up. The judging panel was just amazed when they saw him, and he moved along very quickly. We had a few people, though, that they did send to choreography because they weren't sure of their strength and see, you know, what else they could do. One young woman named Channing Cook, who works at an ice cream shop currently, is a contemporary dancer, but it was good, but it wasn't just really, really great. So they sent her on the choreography, and fortunately, she was sent on to Vegas. We had a very, very tall man, certainly the tallest person to apply for this or to audition for this. He was 6'8". His name is Ryan Casey, and he is a tap dancer. Really interesting, but he was criticized about just his arms being a little gangly and not in control. But Nigel said his footwork was outstanding, but unfortunately he did not make the cut. We had a really interesting crumper named Russell Ferguson, who they sent on to choreography, and no crumper has made it into So You Think You Can Dance, the top 20, but he made it through to Vegas after choreography, so we may see our first crumper in this season 6. We had a very, very sexy married couple. That did Latin ballroom style, Karen and Matthew. Very, very sexy. In fact, Mary Murphy called her a hot tamale right off the bat. They did a really, really wonderful Latin number, and they got their ticket to Las Vegas, no problem. Then we had Jean Gersten, the sexy ballroom dancer. This guy liked to show off his chest and liked to swivel his hips a lot, but he still was a good dancer, and they gave him a ticket to Vegas. We saw a lot of really, really good talent. Next week they're going to go to Atlanta, and Phoenix was probably, in my opinion, the weakest for the auditions. I think Boston, the Beantowners, definitely have been, you know, stepped up their game. We'll have to see what Atlanta brings us. Their first one in L.A. netted a lot of really great people. But I think Atlanta should also be a good audition. So we'll see that next week, next Wednesday. And then shortly after that, we'll start seeing the longer shows, rather the 2-a-week show. Right now, we're only kind of seeing them just once a week on Wednesday, but they'll change that format up soon, I think. And we'll start seeing the, So You Think You Can Dance show that we all know and love. So anyway, tune into that and check with us next week. Lisa will be back. And have a great week. We'll talk to you later.